Topic 156, Sight. 1. Sight, that inner vision which is produced through the initiation process, yet which is but the recognition of a faculty, always present, yet unknown. Just as an infant has eyes which are perfectly good and clear from birth, yet there comes a day wherein the conscious recognition of that which is seen is first to be noted, so with the human unit undergoing spiritual unfoldment. The medium of the inner sight has ever existed, and that which can be seen is always present, but the recognition of the majority as yet exists not. This recognition by the initiate is the first great step in the initiation ceremony, and until it has transpired, all other stages must wait. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 114. 2. Faith is lost in sight, and things unseen are seen and known. No more can he doubt, but he has become instead, through his own effort, a knower. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 118. 3. The immortality of the soul and the reality of the unseen worlds is for him proven and ascertained, whereas before initiation this belief was based on brief and fleeting vision and strong inner convictions, the result of logical reasoning and of a gradually developing intuition. Now it is based on sight and on a recognition past all disproving of his own immortal nature. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 119. 4. Etheric vision is comparatively common even now, but comment concerning it is rare, owing to the fear of criticism. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 453. 5. The greatest physical gift is that of sight, and it is the same upon a higher turn of the spiral within the world of the soul. When the disciple has achieved a measure of vision and is in sight of his soul, he can then be admitted to an ashram wherein the nature of revelation can be made known to him. Men are apt to confuse vision and revelation, and I seek to clarify your mind somewhat on this matter. Therefore, the preceding sentence is of major importance. Aspirants are prone to think that the goal towards which they move is that of soul contact, with a secondary goal of hierarchical position and a third goal of service. This, however, is not correct. The goal ahead of the aspirant is the consciousness of non-separateness and the recognition of a universal inclusiveness. The secondary goal is the ability to reveal the nature of that reality, unity. The third goal is the ability to take those measures in the three worlds which will facilitate mankind's apprehension of these fundamentals. You will note how this last definition of the goal removes inevitably the factor of self-interest in its entirety. It might therefore be said that revelation concerns oneness and nothing else. The practical nature of this truth is only recognized when the disciple attempts to do two things, to realize it individually and to bring the nature of planetary unity and of non-separateness to the minds and into the lives of men everywhere. The work of the aspirant is to see the light. Only when this has become a fact in his consciousness can he begin to grasp the hidden revelation which that contacted and utilized light can reveal. Here is another key sentence for your consideration. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 297 through 298. 6. When, therefore, sight has been attained and the light streams forth, revelation of the oneness of all life is a simple and immediate occurrence. It comes first of all to the disciple as a flash of wondrous, informative, and instinctive realization, and then steadies down, as progress is made, into a constant apprehension and appreciation. It eventually produces the motivating impulse of all action. from A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 299. 7. Sight is the greatest of all the developments in this world period, in which the Logos is seeking to bring the subhuman kingdoms to the point where human vision is theirs, to bring humanity to the point where spiritual vision is developed and hierarchical insight is the normal quality of the initiate sight, and to bring the members of the hierarchy to the point where universal perception is theirs. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, page 56. See also the topics Light and Illumination.